mic check. Check, 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 mic check. You know, I was reading Yahoo.com the other day. I came across a little something, a little knowledge that I didn't have before, you know. Shout outs to Yahoo. Check yo, it. Yo, inspired by those with lyrical fitness. Stretch my hand out and plow, miracle witness. From the beginning I learned my calisthenics. Now I'm grown and know my limits are endless. Check this, fit works in urban active. Don't be passive, crunch LA fitness and equinox for masses. Baddies and goals for those with passions of becoming pros or athletes in actions, yeah. Jack LaLanne became the face of change. For a generation the thought lifting weight was strange. Okay, for a minute the afterthought is game. To finding content in what makes work refrain. Lay back, relax in the pursuit of pain. We'll become a way of the past for those that's lame. But what about the qualities we take for granted? And only when we're falling do we ever question the circumstances. Like a wife with a man she took a hand in. Now can't sleep cause apnea has got a bandage and her stranded. Intimacy becoming phantom. All because he didn't have disciplined standards. That's the unadulterated truth that landed Jack LaLanne's frame from a garbage can to candid. About the health of himself and then a nation. Creating systems of exercise is commonplace when doctors claim that working out could cause a patient to use erectile dysfunction as a part of language. So who here can say they truly gave a gift? Dispelling myths that this microwave world could take a flip. For the fitness of countless names, I'd be remiss if I didn't honor the passing of Jack LaLanne in 96. To commemorate the bicentennial in 1976, the man swam a mile, towing 13 boats. Towing behind him, connected to a rope or chain. 13 boats with 76 people on them, with his hands cuffed. Get your weight up. Rest in peace, Jack LaLanne.